You put cream cheese and bell peppers,
mm-hmm.
sandwich it with cheese and ham,
yeah,
and then you're happy?
That would be like the intro sentence to my suicide note.
What's up, y'all? It's Drew, your girl, that bitch on TikTok, period. And welcome to the very first episode ever of the Comment Section Show. Woohoo! They can't cheer, but they're definitely here. There's definitely people here. I'm not by myself. I promise. Anyways, on this very first episode, I'm so incredibly honored and grateful to have the one, the only, the amazing, wonderful Sarah Shower.
Thank you so
Woo-hoo!
Much.
Sarah is so iconic. For those of you who know, if you know, you know. Sarah's an OG Viner. So yeah. Sarah's been on the internet forever. She's been an icon, a ledge for the longest time. So I'm so excited to have you because you're so funny. So I know that you and I are going to rip new assholes today. Are you excited?
I'm ready to make a new asshole.
Everyone bend over. We're going to rip new assholes across the board for everyone.
Let's show holes.
For those of you who don't know, too, Sarah is also on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
at Sarah Shower.
Yes, right? YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Yes, all Sarah
all
Shower.
Of them. Yes. Sarah Shower on all of them. Every single one of them. Go follow
mm-hmm.
you immediately. You have to. Sarah is one of the funniest people on the internet. But also, Sarah has a podcast with the very famous Brittany Broski,
mm-hmm.
your cousin slash roommate.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. It's called Violating Community Guidelines, and we explore all the weird and wacky parts of the internet.
Which is so funny because your Zillow Gone Wild series with
yes.
Brittany, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's so bizarre but so funny.
Oh my gosh.
I think you have a really like niche talent for like finding weird shit and making it funny.
Yeah,
like weird off-putting almost.
It's
things.
Because I'm weird.
Okay, so for this very first episode, we're kicking this off a couple days after Valentine's Day. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, she's dead, she's gone. I do have a Valentine, but whatever, it's done. But you know what's never out of style for me personally is self-love, and especially when it comes to your body, loving your body, and specifically body neutrality, which is going to be our topic of discussion for today. So I wanted to ask Sarah, what are your personal experiences, thoughts, initial thoughts maybe on like body neutrality and like your experience with it?
I think it's pretty interesting, like the idea that it's like your body is not like neither good nor bad, it just is.
Yeah,
you know, you feel like God, like I am. I just simply exist.
I know, right? And all-knowing.
Yeah,
on top of that,
omnipotent. Yes.
Right? Ethereal.
I like it. I'm like Switzerland with myself. I'm not getting involved. I don't know what's happening back there.
And I don't want to know, to be fair. My experience with body neutrality, I feel like it's more positive than... More positive, I guess, is ironic. But it's more accurate, I would say, than body positivity,
mm-hmm.
I guess, because I'm all for the idea that you could just exist. Like you said, it's not a factor, a determining factor of whether or not you're worthy.
Yeah.
Or you're worthy of love or you're worthy of respect.
Like, yes.
No matter what your outside looks like, you're worthy of love. To really help me get into this comment section, right, we needed to talk about body neutrality because we all need to be on the same page,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to talk about body shaming specifically, especially when it comes to men, right, because they stay to that. For those of you who are listening, Sarah just gave a really big thumbs down and period, to be honest. I don't know, how has your relationship been as far as like with your own body? You don't have to go into detail if you don't want to, but just like your experience with body positivity versus body neutrality.
As for right now, I don't know if I've ever been like body positive.
Yeah.
I've been like, I've had like, I don't know, I wouldn't refer to myself as body positive, more body neutral.
I honestly agree so much, because for me, I almost explain my confidence as like borderline delusional. My body was never a factor to me. Like, I never was aware really of its weight on like how people perceive me.
Yeah.
Until I was probably like in my earlier 20s. Even when I was like a kid, I was just like, and like, it just didn't bother me literally at all.
Yeah,
it didn't affect how I saw myself.
No. And I think that's because probably like we're like more straight sizes, so
yeah.
Like, I assume if you're like plus size, this is probably something that you factor in like
yeah.
every single day.
Yeah, it's definitely a privilege, I think. But I think the only thing about my body was like, I hated being tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a lot taller than I thought you would be.
I'm 5'6", but I also have platforms.
I knew
on.
It I literally guessed 5'6". I was like, after I met you in person, I was like, oh, I bet you Sarah's 5'6".
I'm super average.
Yeah, I you're just so much taller. I thought you were like 5'2" when I saw online.
I wish. Oh my gosh.
So cute. So
I know,
small.
So little. I'm just, oh, I can't reach the top shelf.
I know. And I wear my sleeves over my hands because I'm just so small.
My roommate has to pick me up so I can get my cereal box.
Oh my God, I'm so small.
Like, I just,
you could just pick me up and toss me around.
I blow away in the wind. Yeah.
You know what's funny is people think I'm short, which I find odd. I've never been short.
I don't know if I thought of you as short. I thought you was like average height.
No, yeah, I'm 6 feet tall.
But I did think you were Australian.
I was 5'4 when I was 10.
Oh.
So.
Is that bad? You know, like when someone's like, my baby is reading it like 2 years. I'm like, I have no idea if that's bad or good.
Or concerning.
Yeah.
Ominous. My baby.
Like... Yeah, so I don't know. Like 5'4", 10 years old. You're like fifth grade?
Yeah, fifth grade. Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's how tall I am now. Oh, wait. Yeah. Wait. No, but that's not bad.
Yeah, it's just, it's a little frightening. I would say it's jarring.
Yeah.
For the average human. Because they'd be like, what is this high school kid doing here?
Do you get like height jokes, like basketball, weather up there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Weather up there was like... Yeah, probably when I was like 12. Mm-hmm. But then see, like, what's scarier as like 5'4" going into sixth grade. Then yeah. When I go to seventh grade, I grew 4 inches in one summer.
Damn.
So people were like, who the f*** is this? Like when I came back, they were like, okay, LeBron James, get the f*** out of here.
It's like those like people in Netflix series who are like clearly 27 pretending to be like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, like I literally was like Nate Jacobs in middle
yeah.
school. Like I was Euphoria in high school. I look like a 32-year-old, but I'm like, I'm a senior in high school, yes. 17. Oh, what am I going to do for college? But I'm also Polynesian, so I think it kind of checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are large, so. Large
really? Humans.
Yeah.
Is that a Polynesian thing?
Yeah. A big,
you
big
went to the University
bends.
Of Hawaii. Oh my God, yeah. This is all like a.
It's making, all clicking.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'm just stupid because now I just noticed your tattoo. This yeah. is all making so much more sense.
There you go. That's okay. What I'm saying. Yeah. So I think now, since we went over well into the description of body neutrality and basically our experiences with it, I think we're both pretty privileged as far as like not having too much stock in what we look like till like a later age.
Yeah.
Like when you're in those. Developmental ages is like I think when it's super super harmful because you're like, you know, you're watching TV, you're watching social media, so yeah. Like you start to compare and all that kind of stuff.
Thankfully I have really bad ADHD, so like I didn't really pay attention to like, I mean, I understood that like models and like stuff like were, you know, skinny and stuff like that, but I didn't really like pay attention to them.
Yeah, just too much to other things to focus on.
Yeah, like, you know, nothing like... at all.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, that's like a really great transition to like go into what we're going to do typically on every episode. So every episode of the Comment Section Show, we're going to go over two videos that I was tagged in. And like we said earlier, we're going to rip those assholes up.
Yeah.
Just new holes everywhere. New holes for everyone. New I'm holes. Like Oprah, but you get a new hole.
Yeah.
And you get to decide where it goes.
Underneath your seat is a new hole.
Look under your seat, pull down your pants, there's your new hole. Bend over, like when you stand up, bend down, pull your pants down, look under your seat. Yes. That's how you find your new hole. That's basically what we're going to do. So going into this first video, right, essentially the gist of it, I mean, men with podcasts.
Yeah.
Right? So, which is red flags, sirens everywhere.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Men should not have podcasts.
Men should not have rights. I'm just kidding.
I'm
just
not.
Kidding. So these two men are talking, they're having a discourse. They're both like meatheads, right? Both
yeah.
Gym bros. So is the discourse nuanced in any way? No.
No.
Right? Real surface level.
Uh-huh.
And they're basically talking about a plus size model specifically. Like, I don't know if they were talking about her specifically, but they put a picture of her on the video. So I would assume that's who they're attacking. And she's a plus size model. And they're basically saying, like, have you seen lingerie models that are bigger? And he's like, oh, like this body positivity shit or whatever. And he's like, yeah, it's inappropriate. You shouldn't be glorifying that. And you're obviously diabetic. That's the whole video. What are your initial thoughts when I describe that dog shit to you?
These guys are like stupid as shit. What's that saying? It's like, you're not the dumbest person in the world, but you should like hope that they don't die. So like, sorry, just spit.
Dude, that's so great. I'm going to log that away forever. So basically, I was appalled.
Yeah.
I saw it. If your nipples are out all the time, does that qualify you to give medical advice?
Or yeah.
a diagnosis, let alone. And 9 times out of 10, they're not even certified trainers. They just have muscles.
Yeah, I can work on my body all the live long day, but I can't give CPR. Just because, like, I try on, like, paint, like, I work yeah. on myself,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I bought a couple Lululemon leggings, so I'm going to go do open heart surgery.
Scalpel.
Yeah, I feel like because I downloaded MyFitnessPal,
yeah.
it means that I'm qualified to tell you that you need to go on a diet.
Yeah, I can count my calories so I can diagnose you with cancer.
That's my professional opinion. In the comment section of my video, it was pretty apparent where everybody was, like, falling as far as, like, this is f***ing dog shit. Like,
yeah.
You're not even explaining even a little bit where you got diabetic from. Like,
yeah.
I would pay actual money to see that man tell me how diabetes works.
Yeah, step by step.
Yeah,
break step it down.
By step. Break it down for me. Help me understand like how you came to that conclusion.
Diabetes is when fat That's all he's going to say.
That's it. I don't know what else you need me to say. Those are the receipts right there.
People with type 1 are like,
I even said in my video, like, can you even spell diabetic?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have you ever heard of the term A1C?
Turn off autocorrect. No, I can't.
He's like, So one of the comments on here said, diabetic, so he doesn't know that people of any size can have that disease, the ignorance. Which, again, like we said, it's operating on, like, type 2 diabetes is the only kind that exists. And also, type 2 diabetics look a certain way.
Yes.
They all look the same. And then this next comment says, who gave them permission to have a podcast? Who gave them a mic? Which I've said many times.
Is it like a setup in their own home, though?
No. It's actually in a studio.
Probably at, like, Fox or something.
Yeah. Fox News, literally.
On the teleprompter, it's just diabetes.
Just over and over again.
Yeah.
It's just pictures of people they assume are diabetic. They're
but it's like someone acting it out because they can't read it.
They're like using phonetics to spell it out.
It looks super. Before they read it, they're like, diabetes. Yeah. Diabetes, yeah.
He's like, got it. Mm-hmm. He's like rehearsing it over and over again. When they do mic checks, he's like, diabetes. I'm absolutely fed up.
Yeah.
With men giving unsolicited advice about appearance, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been on the internet forever.
For f***ing ever, dude.
So, like, people just pick apart every single thing, no matter what you say. Even if you're just, like, if you stood there and filmed yourself blinking for 3 minutes, people would have something to say.
That's actually funny, because there are some hate comments that are really funny. Like, someone said I have the vacant stare of a mule. And so I actually went to the petting zoo, and I looked a mule in the eyes, and I was like, this is eerie.
You're like... Is that me?
Am I looking back at myself? I've also had someone say that I look like a candle of Florence Pugh that had melted.
I got one once where they were like, oh my God, like, I can't believe, like, I see someone that's also wall-eyed, right?
What is wall-eyed?
Do you want to guess what animal is wall-eyed?
I don't know.
A f***ing horse. She's like, yeah, we need more representation. Bitch, who's we? Wall-eyed. Like, she's talking like my eyes are on opposite sides of my head.
Well, you have great peripheral vision then.
It's like peace and love, but you look like shit, by the way. Just like FYI, you look fucking awful.
Or like those backhanded compliments that are like, you look like you give great hugs.
Those are like the only comments that I'm like, damn, I'm gonna think about that for like a day.
Yeah.
It's like they're supposed to be nice, but they're definitely not nice. They're not nice.
They're really not.
You can keep your comments to yourself, which is a perfect transition into our next thing. So Nicole Coughlan, she's from Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want to say one of the only cast members that's a plus size girl. Like, okay. The rest of them are pretty conventionally attractive and small. She said, if you have an opinion about my body, please don't share it with me. I mean, period. You know what I mean? No other context needed. I always think too, like, what other people think of me is none of my business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So don't tell me. Unless it's something about being funny.
Yeah.
Or like liking my content. That's cool. I think we did enough hole ripping.
Mm-hmm.
Like we really got in there.
Congrats on your new hole.
Yeah, you're welcome. They are huge. They are enormous. We're going to do something fun. We're going to play a fun game that I like to call Drew Thumbs Up or Drew Thumbs Down.
Should I say thumbs up and thumbs down? Because we're on a podcast.
Yes, you should say thumbs up or thumbs down. But every time I do my thumbs down, though, I always go like, because I feel it really drives it home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's nothing more embarrassing than hearing. Okay, so we're going to rapid fire. Don't think, just react.
Okay.
You know what I mean? First one, child beauty pageants.
Thumbs up?
Okay, dress codes at school.
Thumbs down, up, middle.
We'll come back and discuss.
Okay, because I have like things to say.
Okay, CrossFit.
Thumbs down, because I don't understand it.
Keto.
Thumbs down, don't understand it.
Complimenting appearance.
My parents? I f***ing hate them.
No, appearance.
Oh, thumbs up. I would never compliment my mom.
Too. Okay, so peeing in the shower.
Thumbs up.
All right. Men with podcasts.
Thumbs down.
And then last, a dip brow in 2022.
Thumbs up because I'm a millennial.
Okay, so we'll revisit. We'll go back to the top so we could talk about it.
Okay.
So we started with child beauty pageants. You said thumbs up.
Like maybe like 10 up. You know?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
The babies shouldn't be wearing makeup.
A slight up.
Yeah, a slight
up. It's like an angled.
Really depends. Like right. A 75%.
It could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I've never done a beauty pageant. Have you?
No, but I just don't like the bikini part for like little kids.
Oh, for little kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving me pedo. Just a little. I thought of something funny, but I can't talk about that. Okay. What was next? I think we did dress codes at school.
It really depends. I mean, I don't like how it's all about like girls, like the shoulder, exactly, the cleavage.
It's all like, they're like dress codes, but there's an asterisk and it's just for women.
Yeah.
Yeah. The men can do literally whatever the f*** they want.
Yes.
Because if like, if you can't show your collarbones, then like you can't wear like a Stewie Griffin shirt to school. You know those like swap meet shirts? Like it's like SpongeBob.
Oh, I love those.
Dunk or something.
Oh, wait. Do you hate those?
I don't hate them necessarily. I just don't want to see them in middle school, I guess.
Yeah, me neither.
Or like cartoon characters, they make them like do political statements. I don't think SpongeBob is political. I mean, if he is, he's definitely liberal left-leaning.
I would say he's pretty moderate to me.
Would you?
Yeah, because he's like a slave to the system. And
that's
like,
true.
He loves his job so much.
That is true. Yeah, capitalism has him in a chokehold.
I would say Squidward is a liberal.
Yeah, yeah. Sandy Cheeks is for sure Republican.
Oh, yeah.
For sure she is.
She loves Texas that much.
She's like a recount the votes, yeah, my girl, huh?
She's not vaccinated.
Yeah, she's an anti-vaxxer. She thinks she's being chipped. Anyways, next one, CrossFit.
Dangerous way to work out. That's all I know.
We talked about CrossFit once, and we were like, basically, they want you to do a f***ing hour and a half workout in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can go to work at like 7 a.m. They're like, come here, run a marathon in 8 minutes, and then go straight to work. You know what? I'm a hater. That's what I'm saying. I'm a CrossFit hater because I don't fit in.
Me too.
Basically.
I don't fit in.
I don't CrossFit in. Okay, what about keto?
What is keto?
Okay, it's like no carbs. I mean, can you imagine going your whole life without carbs?
No.
If I have to make a sandwich with bell peppers as the bread, and shoot me in the face.
Yeah, I'm jumping off the balcony.
It just end my life. I don't want to be a part of that world. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You put cream cheese in bell peppers,
mm-hmm,
sandwich it with cheese and ham.
Yeah.
And then you're happy?
That would be like the intro sentence to my suicide note.
Also, I'm extremely allergic to dairy. Are you?
Yeah, but I still eat it.
Same.
I just like shit my brains.
Same. On Christmas Eve once, ate a mac and cheese.
Yes.
With 6 cheeses. And I saw it and I said, damn, that looks so good. And she's like, yeah, 6 cheese. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Dude, tell me why that was the worst Christmas Eve of my fucking life. Bro, I was calling out to any higher power to save me from what the fuck I was going through. I was lighting that bitch up all night. I literally was trying to wrap presents and shit my brains out at the same time. Can you imagine? I showered multiple times. Because it was just like almost like sinful, like the, yes, shit that you take. You're like, I'm like, I need to go cleanse after that. Like spiritually and physically, I need to cleanse myself. Okay, last one. We'll talk about, I'm interested to hear like a dip round 2022. You said thumbs up because you're a millennial, which I am as well.
I'm 27, so my eyebrows are gonna, like, yeah, I use dip brow.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed.
You still use it?
Yeah, today, right now.
Did you overuse it? No, because your eyebrows look great.
Thank you so much.
Were you one of those people though that had like Sharpie brows?
I had the opposite where I just like plucked them to like lines. My main comment on Vine was like, your eyebrows look like sperm. And I was like, you know, sometimes bullying does work because I actually fixed my eyebrows because you guys were so ruthless.
You were like, you know what? I think I need to think about this. Okay, so in this next section, we're going to talk about the second video I was tagged in. And it was actually one that I got pretty popular, I think, for all the wrong reasons. And then, of course, I came and I ripped it a new hole.
Yes.
As we've talked about countless times today, we're a big fan of extra holes. So this video is basically a kid just asking a stupid question, essentially, but it's like, why are y'all trying to normalize girls with body hair? Sorry, but no. And like, I guess my initial reaction is like, what kind of body hair? That's all
like,
the hair?
Yeah, that's so stupid because like women have had body hair since like the 50s, and then Gillette was like, I need to sell more razors, and they're like, how can I get women involved?
Yeah.
And they're like, look at your legs, that shouldn't be there. Gross. Ew.
Gross.
Like,
ew.
If it's,
boo.
If it's natural, I don't know how it's like not
a problem.
Yeah, like it, how is it not normalized if you grow it naturally? It's like normalizing skin.
It's like having teeth.
Yeah.
Having nails. That's why I was saying, what kind of hair? Like,
yeah,
what if I just shave my eyebrows off? How would you feel about that? I shave my whole f***ing head. Like, I'm Mr. Clean in this bitch. You know what I mean? Like peanut butter baby smooth.
Yeah.
You know, just f***ing buzz right down the middle.
He's like, you're on the right track, but we're thinking lower.
Yeah. He's like, yuck. Right? He's like, yes, that's not the kind of hair I was talking about. And I think, like, a lot of people, too, have kind of unearthed this ideology that like men who really want hairless women tend to want like small, frail
children.
Hairless. Hey, it is what it
I
is.
I mean, you want someone small, thin, no body hair, like no curves.
Yeah.
Like they don't have an opinion. You want a kid. Yeah.
It's just a real side eye to me. I'm like, that's interesting. That's an interesting take where you're like, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is funny because a lot of these comments, too, that people were adding in there, someone just put so little girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the kid's just like, what are you talking about?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Men who say this shit, too, like, how f***ing painful it is to remove hair. Like, we're talking waxing.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, do you know how many different ways you can remove hair? Like yeah. You heard about sugaring?
Yes.
Have you ever done that?
No. I have my entire body lasered until my arms.
Oh, how is lasering?
It's really painful. It feels like someone's snapping a rubber band against your skin.
Just constantly?
Yeah, and it's around the... It really hurts.
I'm jealous. You should... But see, the pain is what concerns me. But I mean, I got a tattoo, so maybe it wouldn't be that bad.
No, like, so they, like, numb you. They can't numb you all over because apparently it slows your heart rate too much. And I already have, like, arrhythmia or something.
They're, like, numb
for you. So it's just,
you.
Like... It sounds like a horse, like, running.
A horse. Wild-eyed horse? Yes. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Is Drew here? Getting my, like, pussy lasered.
They're like, wait a second. Hey, sorry, I got scared. I thought she was here for a second. Another one of these comments says, guys that say this are attracted to prepubescent girls. That's pretty on the nose, yeah. Right? I feel. And he just responded with, what? That's all he said.
Huh? Never thought about it like that.
What do you mean? What could you possibly mean?
If you were to describe your ideal woman to a sketch artist, he would draw an American Girl doll.
It'd be Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'd be like straight out of an episode.
Elliot Stabler shows up when you talk about your ideal woman.
Olivia Benson kicks your door down. And this other comment says, man's mad he can't grow facial hair himself, so he banned it for all females.
He wished their leg hair was on his face.
On his upper lip.
Yeah.
Like a Steve Harvey type beat. You know what I mean?
He's just jealous.
Yeah. He's like, all right, fine. I'm jealous. He starts playing Jealous by Nick Jonas.
If I can't grow hair, no one can.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You're all cut off forever. This last one says, ladies, he's right. Let's shave our lashes, hair, and brows while we're at it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fully commit. Commit to the bit. You know what I mean? Go fully hairless. Fully hairless and start looking like Rufus from Kim Possible. You know what I mean? I can't even... The picture in my head is terrifying. like a completely hairless person. Like, I'm picturing, like, Gollum type beat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just truly terrifying to look at.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to ruin everybody's day.
But hot to that guy.
Yeah. But he's going to be like, oh, yeah. He's going to be like a cartoon character when they have, like, hearts popping out of their eyes. And he's like, ow. All right. So next, we're going to do another segment where we're going to rank our comments basically on a scale of, like, good to best.
Because okay.
They're weird. They're not hate comments.
Okay.
We get those enough. We don't need to see those here. Not in our safe space. You know what I mean? We're going to rank these comments. And then I want you to, like, tell me whether or not you think this is yours or mine.
Okay.
Because, like, I have a pretty strong suspicion of which ones I think are yours, but I'm not, like, 100% sure because it doesn't tell me on here necessarily. But this first one says, my first boyfriend ate a live worm off the ground on our first date. He had asked me if I dared him, and I didn't.
It's got to be one of mine.
That's what I was going to say. I literally heard, I read that, and I was like, that's for sure not mine. I think that's yours.
People just overshare and eat
bugs. It's a real lawless land in your comments sometimes, I feel like.
Yeah.
People just feel so compelled.
This is so mentally ill. There's so much wrong with them.
Maybe they're just so comfortable by your, like, presence that they just feel the need to share. It says, I think it's like a conversation, right? So it says, Sarah, and then that Sarah says, I am gay. And then it says, barista, that's great, ma'am, but what milk would you like? So I'm assuming it's a joke.
Yeah.
That it's very obvious what milk you drink if you are gay.
Yeah, oat milk is the answer. Are you saying, is this mine or your comment?
I would assume yours because your comment, name is in it. But I don't know. It could be mine.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're probably talking about the fact that I go off on, like, all these weird tangents.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, is anyone else's cum black? And then... It's a joke.
Which is an easy...
Yeah, and then so they're like...
It's an icebreaker, really.
Yeah, they're like, it's 6 a.m.
They're like, please.
Yeah, stop saying
please.
This.
Please.
Yes.
Just let me wake up first, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just a time. I see Brittany's videos, too, when she posts late into the night.
Brittany falls asleep at 9 a.m. every day and wakes up at 7 p.m., and then she's awake all night. And so that's why all of her videos come out at night.
She is so f***ing funny, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think oat milk has this weird, trendy, like, bad reputation.
I think it says a gay reputation.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I'm just unplugged. I don't know.
Oat milk is like a gay thing.
You know what
I'm
mean?
Gay, I can say that.
That's why I said I don't know. I was out of tune with that. I just love oat milk.
Yeah.
More than almond milk.
You might be gay.
What if that was what unlocked it for me?
Yeah, I don't have a Valentine, so.
So there you go right there. Okay, so this next one says, talk slower. Maybe they'll understand.
You.
Yeah, I think me too. For but sure.
Not because, like, you talk super fast. It's just, like...
No, it's because, like, they say I use two big words. I use, like, arduous. Oh. The word arduous.
Is it a big word?
When you're, like, damn near illiterate, I'm sure. I'm sure the word arduous could throw you for a loop easily. Okay, the next one. Always the guys who look like they haven't bathed in 15 years. That could be either of us, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because you talk about men, too, sometimes.
Oh, wait. That was a comment. I thought you were saying that these guys haven't bathed in 15 years. Okay, wait. What was the comment?
It's always the guys who look like they haven't bathed in 15 years.
You, because men don't talk to me.
Right? Yeah. Never? I'm jealous.
When I, like, came out as bi, half of my male audience dropped off. Came out as a lesbian, I have about 90-10 right now.
Damn.
For, like, women and men.
Okay, last one. It says, this one's, I think, for sure me, but it says, does your back hurt, Drew, from carrying this app? My back does hurt, but not from that. Probably from all the dairy I eat.
Yeah. My audience is so gay, they know to lift with their knees. So I think that's definitely your comment.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's for sure mine. But honestly, it takes a ledge. Like, I learned from legends like Sarah on Vine back in the day.
Stop.
I'm sucking the fart out of your ass, dude. I'm such a big fan of yours. I've been a fan of yours forever.
Thank you.
Honestly, we'll start with the best. I think the worm one's the best.
Oh, I was going to say the back comment is the best. Because, really? Like, I would say that it's the most positive.
That's true.
Yeah.
The worm one really speaks to me.
I would say that's more middle, you know?
You think?
Yeah.
That's more of, like, a silver medal kind of thing?
It's truly the most neutral thing because, like, she didn't comment on my appearance or anything that I talked about. It was just, like, my boyfriend ate a worm.
Just in case you were wondering.
Meanwhile, I'm talking about being a waitress. And I'm like, thank you so much.
You're like, I mean, the more you know. Yes. I'm grateful for the knowledge, I guess.
Yes.
Is that why you're so smart?
Yeah, because they keep giving me fun facts.
Yeah, that's why you're like, I have all this unearned knowledge of shit I shouldn't know. And then I think the worst one, probably the barista one, right?
Barista one. Wait, can you say it again?
Where they said, Sarah, I am gay, barista, that's great, ma'am, but what milk would you like?
It's uninspired.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why
I'm saying it's real low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, that's like, ma'am, we're to Wendy's. It's like, shut the f*** up, I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay, so another thing that we like to do on this show is I like to have my guests bring their own videos and their own comments so we can, again, rip more holes. Like, I mean,
yeah.
We got to cover all the gamut. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We got a lot of terrain to cover.
Mm-hmm, we got more holes to rip.
More eyes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? More wall-eyed people. Okay, so Sarah has some videos that she actually brought.
I have some comments. Just a couple.
Oh, comments, yeah.
So I was watching Lord of the Rings, and this guy thought this would be the great time to, like, DM this me on Instagram. He's like, you look really good with makeup, but not so much without it. Good thing you like pussy. And so I said, Christopher, I have f***ed a lot of men without makeup on. With me without having makeup on, and then also them not having makeup on. You need to get a job and put your dick under a blowtorch. And then the second part he said is, I have a great job. I just like saying get a job because it's a really funny thing.
They take it so seriously.
Yeah. So I have a job.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll send you my W-2 right now.
He said, I have a great job. Leviticus 18:22. You're an abomination and God will judge you accordingly. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. You'll stand before God at the great seat of judgment. Are you saved? I said, oh, you're one of those. He who is without sin shall cast the first stone. We're all sinners in the eyes of God. You're judging me. You're not God. Like I said, heathen, put your dick under a blowtorch and rot in hell.
Dude, were you like, oh my gosh, as soon as you went into the Leviticus thing, I'm like,
yeah,
bro, shut the f*** up, dude.
All I was doing was watching Lord of the Rings because I love the third movie so much.
What else you got? Let's hear it.
So it was on Reddit. It has 263 views. Reminder that makeup is the biggest fraud in history of mankind and it should be illegal. It's just me before and after with makeup on. I don't even look at that different.
You really don't. You know what's crazy to me? This whole makeup. Do you really think, like, you have a wonderful eyeliner going on.
You think
that's natural? Like, look at my lashes. You think this shit's real?
Yeah, and there's also, like, articles where it's, like, guys don't like bright makeup. You like makeup. You just don't want to tell that you like makeup.
I want it to be a game. So the very last video we're going to talk about is one that was stitched by a man. So it's like the original video was a girl who was working out. Like, she's like going to the, I think she was at the gym in the video. She talked about how much she weighed and she was like, because it doesn't matter. Like, you know, your weight doesn't determine your worth, I think is the point of her video.
Yes.
And of course, like, men, because they ruin everything in the world, in the history of time. They've just tarnished all things, right? They stitch it and then they turn it into a teaching moment. I'm going to teach you why you shouldn't be proud to be that heavy. fatty is basically the gist of his video. He was like, why are we normalizing this weight? Like, that's not normal. Men can't tell how much you weigh either.
Dude, I got pulled over one time and the cop put my weight down as 115. I was like, you maniac.
You're literally like, thanks.
I framed that. I was like, dude, shit.
And every time dudes like try to make fun of my weight, they literally are like, what are you like, 320? Look me in the eyes and tell me. Look in my wall eyes and tell me
that you're on either side of you.
You're gonna have to stand on either side of my head and tell me that you really think I'm 300 pounds. You're just saying things. A lot of times they say 250, 275. And it's funny because that's how much they wish they weighed.
Yes.
Men constantly wish they were 250, 275. Even if I was. Doesn't that make me more manly than you? If you and I were both to go try out for the NFL, the odds of me making it are very high.
You're like a kicker, sir.
Yeah, you're more like, you know, just fun to have around.
Yeah.
Like, they let him wear the jersey, but he doesn't have the uniform. He, like, he runs out the tunnel first. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's, like, supposed to be an insult to me that I'm built like the men that you idolize.
If anything, he should like you more.
Yeah. It's in the line between the attraction. Like, it's almost like they can't tell if they want to be them or be on them. And this dude is literally like the perfect example of a dude like that.
Yeah.
Who will like just absolutely jerk it to grown men.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he sees women, he's like, ugh.
It's so gross.
Yuck. Some of these comments, though, someone was like, at least she's working out.
Uh-huh.
Which isn't that
doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. I get fat comments all the time. You can't even see my body in any of my videos.
Uh-huh.
They don't give a shit about that. They're just trying to hurt your feelings. Like,
yeah.
Make you feel lesser than.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all. So that's going to do it for this very first episode of the comment section show. Thank you so much again to Sarah for joining us.
Thanks.
And before we go, we just want to recap really quickly.
Yes.
That for body neutrality, I think we both agree, is the way to go.
Yes.
Other than body positivity. Because it doesn't matter what your body looks like. All that matters is that you deserve love and respect, regardless. Mm-hmm. Right? Every body is a deserving body. So that's what we want you all to remember.
Yes.
And also, I just once again want to thank Sarah, the most hilarious person on the internet by far. I'm so happy that you got to join me on my very first episode of the comment section show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a blast.
I had so much fun.
There's so many holes.
Yes,
there's
so many new
holes. There's countless holes in this room now. Every single person in here has at least 6 more holes.
I'm leaking.
You're welcome, by the way. And also, I want to remind you all, if you want me to see some of these videos so we can, again, rip more holes, right, with more guests, make sure you tag me in the comment section, and you might be featured on my next show.